We are next scheduled to move into our closed session, which is item 8 on the agenda. So we will be stepping next door into the virtual conference room, exiting this meeting. You have a separate link. And for people like me that can't find the prayer link, Gail, thank you for sending it this morning. So that's very helpful. So we will see you shortly in the virtual conference room. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back. Just doing a quick head count quickly, and we'll think we're good. All right. We are going to reconvene in open session today. And now I'm going to report out from closed session. So the board met in closed session under item 8A to discuss pending litigation affecting the agency. There is no reportable action and no votes were taken in closed session on items A, B, and C. The board met in closed session under item 9, items A, B, and C to discuss and consider pending disability applications. With respect to member Frederick Kichocho, the board approved a service-connected disability. The vote was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Powell. With respect to item 9B, the board met and considered the service-connected disability application for Terry Turner. The board approved that application on a unanimous vote. The ayes were Anderson, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Powell. On item C, the board considered the service-connected disability application for Kim Willey. The board approved that application on a 7-2 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Finley, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Powell. The nays were Gordon and Holcomb. The board further met in closed session to consider the hearing officer's recommendation regarding the disability application of Todd Chamberlain. The board voted on a unanimous 9-0 vote to accept the hearing officer's recommendation and approve the disability application of Todd Chamberlain. The vote was as follows. Anderson, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Powell voting aye on the motion. Finally, the board met in closed session under item 11. To consider ongoing performance evaluation of its chief executive officer. There were no votes taken in closed session, and there is no reportable action. That concludes my report out. I'm going to look to Karen Levy, if she is on, to make sure that I didn't miss anything. I don't see her, but oh, there she is. Oh, we're good. All right. Thank you very much.